Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Dream Play Right. Nice to have you with me. I'm Timothy Pike, and you can always reach me at dreamplaywright.com. Each day's commitment is tremendously important for your life and for writing. When you fulfill the commitments, your chances of success in all areas of your life increase. That's why I feel it's so important for me to talk about the commitments every single day. It's easy to forget that they exist, and to let them fade out of your life. But that's part of the reason I do this podcast, so you'll remember to incorporate them into your daily life. Take Monday's commitment, for example, to know. Why is it so important to know yourself? Simple. When you know why you act the way you do in certain situations, in the face of certain challenges, or the way you react to certain events or to your interactions with others, you'll learn volumes about what your fears are and how you respond to them. You see, fear is a huge obstacle to achieving what we want to achieve. In fact, fear often prevents us from even starting. And I don't have to tell you that if you don't start, you'll never get there. That, I'm sure you already know, at least on a conscious level. But fear is insidious because it affects us consciously and subconsciously. So the best hope we have of attacking fear, at least without hypnosis or years of therapy, is to recognize it on a conscious level, meaning we know something about ourselves. Then take conscious steps to combat the fear. And as we know from our discussion on the power of affirmations in episode 38, the subconscious mind will believe whatever the conscious mind tells it over and over again. So what is it you're afraid of? By knowing exactly what it is you're afraid of, only then can you begin to address the issue and work past your fear. It's really a psychological process, since fear is a psychological phenomenon. The only problem is that fear is irrational, so trying to reason it out or attacking fear with logic is often unsuccessful. So one way to do it is to use the brute force method of getting past fear. That is, doing something you're afraid of. The first time is obviously the hardest, but part of the brute force method involves doing it over and over again. We talked recently about rejection, and I hinted at the fact that if the fear of rejection is holding you back, you almost want to get rejection letters, because the more of them you get, the less each will affect you, and you won't be afraid to try again. Another example is receiving criticism. If you've never put yourself out there and been open to criticism and seen it as a necessary part of moving forward with your writing, then you might just be hiding behind the someday wall and telling people you're going to write a book someday. But you need to recognize that fear is producing that behavior. Or you might have a blog with comments disabled on certain posts where you're afraid of receiving criticism. Re-enable them, and you'll see that either your comments will not contain much criticism at all, or if they do, that you'll be able to cope with it more easily over time. Here's another tactic. Ignore the threat. Pretend the threat doesn't even exist. This is actually very effective. It's worked for me many times. And those times were when I was going through a life transition, or thinking about making a big change in my life. I just pretended that I knew for absolute sure that everything was going to be all right. Well, I haven't been wrong yet. Think of fear as a guard that won't let you cross a bridge because he doesn't want you to encounter whatever horrible, awful thing is on the other side. But when you can tell yourself what I've told myself many, many times in my life, that the future holds treasure, you might be able to vaporize that guard on the bridge and go across it, skipping and bounding the whole way as you head toward greener pastures. Speaking of ignoring fear and getting started, if you haven't yet taken the 12-month author challenge, please get involved at dreamplaywright.com/challenge. dreamplaywright.com/challenge. You can meet other participants at the discussion forum, get more information on what it takes to self-publish within a year, and learn about the resources I offer to help you complete the challenge. Thanks for listening today. Remember, Dream Play Right is your program. So if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please get in touch with me at dreamplaywright.com/feedback. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time.